There are concerns many farmers aren't reporting crime to police. What statistics are we seeing in other states at the moment?
One of the biggest issues that we have with thefts from farms is the lack of reporting which occurs of crimes which have occurred on farms. And this can be done for a number of reasons. People don't report crime because they fear of revenge from the perpetrator. There's a worry that the police won't take it seriously, that the items stolen weren't insured, that the offender is known and that the farmer might deal with it themselves. So one of the biggest issues that we've noticed is the lack of reporting. In other states, it's something around 50% of crimes which occur, thefts which occur from farms, are not reported.
That's a huge number of farmers that aren't reporting incidents to police. So really, it's nearly impossible to have an accurate picture of the extent of rural crime.
Well, that's exactly the nub of the problem. Police and other decision makers and policy makers don't have an accurate and clear picture of the extent of the crime which is occurring in rural and regional areas. And that's something that we need to address, I think, perhaps best through education of farmers and farming communities, making sure people are aware that the police are there and able to provide the follow-up that's necessary. In Victoria, we have a program of agricultural liaison officers. So there's approximately 48 police who are dotted around the state of Victoria who have a bit of additional farming and agricultural knowledge and are charged with the responsibility of looking after farm crime reports. We need to have a much clearer picture of the extent of the crime so that we can have better institutional responses to the crime that's occurring. The police, though, can't operate in isolation here, and there's a requirement, I guess, for farming communities to take a bit of extra initiative as well, being more vigilant of their farms and their belongings, being more aware that there's a mixture of both opportunistic theft which occurs, theft of a box of chemicals, theft of a few sheep, perhaps people just happen to be in the right place at the right time and see an opportunity, but also that there's targeted thefts which occur. And Victoria Police report that there's been an increase in the number of firearms which are targeted from farms, as well as things like machinery, where there might be a buyer already identified and a particular item will be targeted for theft.
Alistair, how useful are surveillance cameras, and are many farmers using this type of technology to protect their properties?
Yeah, as the cost of technology comes down, there's obviously a greater uptake of that technology. I was at the Victoria Police organised a farm security expo in Bendigo just a week or so ago, and there were a lot of farmers who came specifically to have a look at the different technologies which are available. In order to prevent crime from farms, we have to do a couple of things, and one of them is some of the basic crime prevention techniques and measures which people in urbanised areas probably just don't do automatically. Locking cars, locking houses. And we need to encourage farming communities to have a greater crime prevention awareness, making sure that things are locked up, things are marked, items are recorded. There's an inventory of stock and of machinery and so on. So some of those basic, make it harder for the offender to offend type things. But there's also this notion of capable guardianship in the academic literature, and that's really about making sure that there are eyes and ears. So whether it's human guardianship, having staff, employees on a farm, keeping an extra lookout, farms looking out for other neighbours, spotting suspicious-looking vehicles and reporting that to their neighbours, but also the electronic guardianship, having cameras set up at strategic locations around the farm to act firstly as a deterrent, but also importantly to provide police with evidence. One of the significant issues as to why farmers don't report is a worry that too much time has passed between the offence occurring and the offence being noticed. So for livestock, for instance, if sheep are mustered only a number of times a year, there might be a 2 or 3 month lag between counting the sheep once and counting them again and noticing that part of the flock has been stolen. So it's about making sure that there is a trail of evidence which is available for police so that they can do the follow-up and then obviously take those who are intending to steal, taking them off out of the equation, if you like.